We are in the anteroom to the Holy Chamber, where for centuries the Holy Shroud was on display. We will shortly enter the most important part of this building, the Holy Chamber, which serves as the cathedral's grand reliquary. The chamber was created to honor St. Michael the Archangel. It was built in the pre-Romanesque style during the reign of King Alfonso II, towards the end of the 8th century. In 1985, it was declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. The Holy Chamber is located on the right-hand side of the cathedral's apse. It is laid out like a martyrium, which is a type of early Christian structure comprised of two stories. On the bottom story, there is the crypt of Saint Leocadia, which contains funerary remains, and on the floor above, there is a reliquary, which constitutes the Holy Chamber proper. From its earliest days, Oviedo has been linked to the Camino de Santiago, or the Way of St. James. During the apogee of the Romanesque era, this link enabled the city of Oviedo to overcome its isolation from the rest of Europe.
Now go down the steps to the Holy Chamber, opposite the stairs by which we came up.
We are now crossing St. Michael's Tower. Hanging on the walls are portraits of four kings of Asturias who have a particular connection to the Holy Chamber. Pelagius, who was the first king of Asturias and launched the Christian reconquest of Spain. Fruela I, who ordered the construction of the original cathedral that stood on this spot, and which was also dedicated to Christ the Saviour and the 12 apostles. Alfonso II, who built the Holy Chamber to house the holy relics brought from the mountain of Monsacro, and Alfonso VI, who was present at the opening of the Holy Ark. The portraits were painted by Carlos García Muñiz during the 19th century.
Now let's find out more about the relics and treasures that are kept in the Holy Chamber. Please press 4 and then play.